Friday, June 12th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 24 through 32. To Shemaiah of Nehelam, you shall say, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, You have sent letters in your name to all the people who are in Jerusalem, and to Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah the priest, and to all the priests, saying, The Lord has made you priest instead of Jehoiadiah the priest, to have charge in the house of the Lord over every madman who prophesies, to put him in the stocks and neck irons. Now why have you not rebuked Jeremiah of Anathoth, who is prophesying to you? For he has sent to us in Babylon, saying, Your exile will be long. Build houses and live in them, and plant gardens and eat their produce. Zephaniah the priest read this letter in the hearing of Jeremiah the prophet. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Send to all the exiles, saying, Thus says the Lord concerning Shemaiah of Nehelam. Because Shemaiah had prophesied to you when I did not send him, and has made you trust in a lie, Therefore, thus says the Lord, Behold, I will punish Shemaiah of Nehelam and his descendants. He shall not have anyone living among his people, and he shall not see the good that I will do to my people, declares the Lord, for he has spoken rebellion against the Lord. The Lord knows the false shepherd. Jeremiah reminds us that not everyone who claims to speak for God truly does. Shemaiah presented himself as a spiritual authority, but he opposed the Lord's word and sought to silence God's faithful prophet. Through Jeremiah, the Lord exposes the lie and declares judgment against the false teacher. God's people are to listen to his revealed word rather than the claims of those who speak from their own imagination. The same danger remains today. False teachers still promise what people want to hear are rejecting God's truth. Yet Christ, the Good Shepherd, continues to gather and protect his flock through this word. At the cross, Jesus bore the judgment our sins deserved, including the times we have listened to voices other than his. Through his death and resurrection, he forgives, restores, and leads us in the truth. Trust the voice of Christ. His word never deceives, and his promises never fail. Amen.